The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I know that there's many out there who are listening along, although you can't be here personally. It's really strange, I gotta tell you. I'm up here saying all these prayers, knowing that all you folks are praying along with me, but you're not actually here. We'll get through this, okay? We'll get through this, but I can't tell you that it's not kind of weird, all right? So, a little thought for you here today. One of the most popular ideas is that religion is an essentially negative thing, right? So people think, religion is a bunch of thou shalt nots. It's about strict rule-keeping and punishment. People think God's favorite word is no. Okay, so Jesus confronts that idea headlong today when he says, "I've come not to abolish the law, but to fulfill." Fulfill what law? Okay, well, the law he's talking about is the Sinai Covenant. It's the Ten Commandments. So let's think for a moment about how that law was first given. Okay, so everybody knows the story of how God delivered his people from slavery in Egypt, from slavery under Pharaoh, passing through the Red Sea on dry land with the water like a wall to their right and to their left. And what's the very next thing that happens as soon as the people get out from slavery and they're finally set free? The very next thing that happens is God gives the Ten Commandments to Moses, as if to say, "You found your freedom from slavery by listening to me. Now I want you to be free forever. Keep my commandments, and you will always be free." So what did the people do? They might have remembered what the commandments were, but they forgot the Lord who gave them. And they started to minimize the commandments, and they began to see them as restrictions and burdens, like we all do, right? Like we all do with every rule that we're given. Because what do we always do when we're given a rule? We always ask, what's the rule? What's the least I have to do to keep the rule? And how far can I go before I can break the rule, right? We have to understand that God never intended his law to be a limitation on our freedom, but rather an invitation to freedom. We understand the commandments wrongly until we see them as protection against slavery, just like the first time he ever gave them, right? So Jesus says, whoever lives in sin is a slave of sin. You ever stop to think that sin is slavery, metaphorically speaking, right? We don't do the right that we know we should do, and we do the wrong that we know that we shouldn't do, and we can't stop. I remember once I was at a priest conference, and real boldly, this priest got up and he said in front of everybody, he said, "Yeah, I know what's right, and I know what's wrong, and I know what I'm supposed to do, and I can't do it." And we're all like that. And we hate ourselves for it, don't we? It's a spiritual slavery, right? This is why Jesus says, "I've come not to abolish, I've come to fulfill." And the Greek word for fulfill is pleroma, which means height or maximum or most. And it's as if Jesus is saying, "I've come not to abolish God's law, I've come to maximize it." Now, how do we do that? How do we do that? We live it from the heart, remembering the God who gave it to us, remembering the good that he intends. I think I mentioned before, I was in the monastery, and I was talking to one of the monks, And I said, "Y'all go to confession, all you cloistered monks, do you go to confession?" He says, "Yeah, I go to confession every week." And I said to him, "Just one little question. You're a cloistered monk, you pray 8 hours a day, you wear a hair shirt, you fast on bread and water Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Just one tiny little question, what on earth could you possibly have to confess?" And he gave the best answer anybody could ever give. He says, "I confess the times I've loved the Lord with only half my heart." So that's the challenge. A little thought for you for the day. Come to the end of the day, and the only thing that you can think is, "I haven't broken any of the rules." Well, then as far as God's law is concerned, you haven't even gotten out of the starting blocks yet, okay? Because we're called to give the most able to give. That's how intimacy between persons grows, doesn't it? When you give the most that we can possibly give, intimacy between persons grows, and so it is intimacy between man and God. So God's plan to Israel was to reveal his holiness to the world through them. And that's still God's plan, to reveal how good God is through all of us, lets you and I strive to make his name holy, and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Cyril of Jerusalem, pray for us.